Okay, so the fact that we're going to be, this week is already Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and a lot of halachas in Hilchas Erevin have corollaries in Hilchas Chanukah. We discussed Mokum Pita, Mokum Lina, so continuing in that schnitt of the corollaries in Hilchas Erevin and Hilchas Chanukah, so we'll Bezer Shem have a couple of more shirim that have those connections. Not every shir, but have different connections and how they fit Hilchas Erevin and Hilchas Chanukah. Okay. So the first Mishnah in Erevin says, Mavoi shigavo l'mala me'esrim ame yimayit yavidu ome einat sarach. So it's like this. In other words, the way the construct of the living quarters, Bizman Chazal, were the following. That there were courtyards. And every courtyard was fenced in. And had three or four homes in every courtyard. And there were multiple courtyards, each again three or four homes. And then those courtyards all fed in to an alleyway. We'll call them a mavoi. There are two types of mavois. There was either mavoi sasum or mavoi mefulosh. A mavoi sasum was basically like the shape of a ches. So they all would come into the sides of the ches and then go into this alleyway, and from the alleyway they would go into the Rishos HaRabim. A Mavoi Befulosh was that there were just two parallel walls, and each of the Chatzeros would have an entrance into those two parallel walls, and then you can go in from either side to the Rishos, for the public domain, to the Rishos HaRabim. So if you have a Mavoi Sosum, if you have a Mavoi Sasum, so that basically is a Rishus HaYachid. Because according to many Rishonim, once you have three Mechitzas, that is a Rishus HaYachid. And as far as the Torah is concerned, you could carry there. Midrabanan, you have to do something on the fourth side. In other words, that also has to have something that's, something there to enclosure. So if you look here for a second in the Mishnah, on the second page, Yud Aleph from the Beis, the Mishnah says, Hechshem Ovi Beishame Omeim Lechi V'Kor Beis Hillel Omeim O Lechi O Kor. So all you need to carry in a Mavoi is, if you have a Mavoi that's already Mavoi Sosum, meaning it's three walls like like the shape of a ches. So on the fourth wall, you either have to have a korah, a beam, a cross beam, going on top of the walls, or one vertical pole at the mouth of the opening of the mavoi. So that's either a lechi or korah, which is a special kula. Because normally, just one stick, usually you need a tzuras ha-pesach or something like that, which means you have two vertical poles and one horizontal. And But Mavoi has a special kula that the fourth ruach is sufficient either to just have that one lechi or one korah, and then you can carry. And that's the construct of a Mavoi is that you have batim, houses in the individual courtyards, and the individual courtyards open up into the Mavoi. And then the Mavoi opens into the Rishos HaRabim. And then this Mishnah just says if it's too high, then you can't put a korah when it's too high too high up. That's the most basic connection to Chanukah, because Mavoi Shu L'mala Mechof Amma is possible, and near Chanukah, that's L'mala Mechof Amma is possible.
Same reason,
Lo Sholta Be'ena.
But by Mavoi also.
Yeah. Now, it means that, in other words, if you live on the 20th floor of an apartment building, that's not called L'mala Mechof Amma. That's because L'maisa, you're lighting for the people inside, so you go best based on the ground level of where you are. In other words, the question is there any to'elus, therefore, to light in the window, if anyway the people who are going to be walking by are not going to be able, necessarily...
But they will say, we see this... Practically,
so or do we say no? I mean, you have to realize, b'zman hazeh, we assume the ikar hadlaka is for the b'nei habayis, b'zman hazeh. It's not for the b'nei rishus harabim, because we're lighting inside. We're lighting for the b'nei habayis. So the question is, if you want to also get in to light for the outsiders, so is there a toelus when it's l'mal mechof amas? So some posts can make, like Rav Shechter mentioned, I think from Rav Moshe and others, that if there's a parallel building, so then that also would be, not a problem of l'mal mechof. But you're definitely yotze. Well, it's not idea that you're not yotze, b'zman hazeh, if you light. If you have a big menorah, I don't know, a big menorah outside that's on the ground, and then it's, could be a question.
You do see, as long as we have menorahs in the street, you do see it. So I think it's more like the Gemara and Sukkah, you could either say it's because it's very wide, because it's you're wide away with the Gemara, with the Gemara part. If the sheet doesn't suffer, then
Okay. So that's the story. Now, there are two types of... Then we have a concept of a chatzer. So a chatzer, what is a chatzer? So a chatzer also needs to have four walls. Right? A chatzer also needs to have four walls. But what if it doesn't have the fourth wall? So by a mavoi, we say you could take care of it by what? By either one lechi or one korah. By a chatzer, it's not sufficient. The Tanya chatzer niteres, page 3, be pas echad. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shnei pasim. So in halacha, the way we paskin is that... Here, take a look at the Rambam on page 5. In Halacha Zayin, he writes, Ein ha-movoi nitar melechi ha-vokorachi pati v'chatzeres psuchas l'socho. So, again, a lechi or korach is sufficient. And in Halacha Ches, he speaks about a chatzer. A chatzer is usually the length is greater than the width. Okay. So what do you need? So he says, "Enu niter el b'shnei l'chayayim ol pas arba." So in other words, so a chatzer, you have three walls, and so what about the fourth wall? So you need something on the fourth side. So the fourth side, you could either have two lechis, two vertical on each side of the. In other words, again, the chatzer also has the say a ches shaped, and then there's nothing on the fourth wall. So mava, you just have one pole. It's sufficient. For a chatzer, you need two poles, or in lieu of two poles, you could have one longer thing that's like. And four tefachim wide. or pas arba. So why is there a chiluk between a mavoi and a chatzah in terms of that? So there's a tshuva in the Rashba on page 12. Mashash Alta, Lama Omru Bemovoi, Dibbatim Chatseris Psuchus Lusocho, Shanitar Belechi Vekora, Ukshain Batim Chatseris Psuchus Lusocho, Vechain Chotzer, then you need more. Any term Belechi Vekora, Ella Papas Arba. The Adraba, Ibcha Bestaba, all the Avshi, the Urim, Boy Hakora Tvei. In other words, a chatzah is less people than a chatzah, because the chatzah is only for the people who are living in the chatzah. The mavoi, all the chatzahs spill into the mavoi. So there are more people there, so it looks more like a rishos harabim. So you would think that the mavoi, again, you have the courtyards, each courtyard has three or four houses, and then the courtyards open into the alleyway, the mavoi, and then the alleyway opens up to the rishos harabim. So if anything, I would think that the alleyway should have more mechitzas, because it's more looking at like a public thoroughfare than the chatzer. So why is it the opposite, that the chatzer needs more? The chatzer is more private. It's just for these people, right? These three families. So he says, "Mestabra kolshu also yosel ledira ultashmishe hatznea velechol b'hem tzorach yosel mechitzas gemuros." He says, because the chatzer was something that was a dira. In other words, people ate there, people did their laundry there, people... So it was more of a private thing. So therefore, Chazal wanted to be more tzanua and have more coverage. So that's what he says. So that's why the chatzer has more because it's more of a private area than the mavi is. So therefore, the private area, Chazal wanted it to be more. You do private things. You do you're eating. You do you wash things there. You use it, etc. Now it's interesting. There's a famous interesting Ramah on page 6, going over to page 7. So says the Ramah in the bottom line. V'yesh omrim denogim ha'idin l'sakin kol ha'mavuos b'tzuos ha'pesach. Whereas b'zman hazeh we're machmir, and we don't let you just put a lechi there, or a korah, and a mavoi. We require every mavoi to have what?
Both.
To have more than just both. B'tzuos ha'pesach. I mean, not just two lechis, but a tzuos ha'pesach, which means two vertical poles and one horizontal. So that's a chumrah that the Ramah is imposing, from what's in the Gemara and the Mishnah. So yesh omer da nogim ha'idna l'sakin kol ha'mavuos b'tzuos ha'pesach d'chol ha'mavuos, page 7, shalanu yesh lam din chatzeres. So he says, Aminik Pasha Medina say the Sakna de Khavel Akasha the Rakh Pasha Mavoi. So he says that we don't allow to have just a lechi Bizman Hazeh. And even by the Chatzeres we don't allow just to have, we require Tzuos HaPesach. So why is that? What was the reason for the Chumrah? So if you look in the Trumas Hadeshin here, that's where the source is.
Okay.
Page 9. So it's a whole long piece here. Yeah, so he says here, like this. He says that today, the answer is in the left side, the second paragraph, Chitema, in that paragraph, the first word on the line on the left side is Choma. He says a lot of the cities in the time of the Ramad, at his time, were mukaf choma, walled cities. So then it's like one big chotzer. So, but if you want to deal with each alleyway as a separate divide from the rest, since now it's all enclosed in one big wall around the whole thing, so now what you want to do is make a divide between the different parts of the city. So to make a divide, you have to have something more noticeable. More, and that is a full source of Pesach. So therefore, we don't allow the Mavois just to have a lechi, because now we're trying to sever off each Mavoi and each Chatzer to its own. So you need something more distinct. More distinct. And Mela, that's the idea. Now, and that's and that's how he explains why we don't give the Movis today. Ramos says we can't do it because we want to accomplish something more. We want to sever off each Movoi from the other areas in the city.
Basically, the Movoi in time of Ramos is like a
It was also a Mavoi, but since they were walled cities, so we wanted to sever them off, each Mavoi. Right, like, exactly. Now, the Chazon Ish says a different idea on page 11. He says, in other words, what makes a Mavoi into a Mavoi? Because you have Chatzeres going into the Mavoi. But so the Chazon Ish says that the reason why you can't have a Mavoi just with a Lechi is because our Mavoi is not a true Mavoi. Why not? Because our Chatzeres is not a true Chatzeres. Why aren't our Chatzeres true Chatzeres? So he says, because Shachatzeres shalonu einam ladira. That's because the chatzeres, the courtyard, for us, people just use it as an area just to get to their home. They just walk through. They don't really do their laundry there and do private things there. Sort of what we saw in the Tshuvas HaRashba, that's the whole idea of a chatzer. That since our chatzers don't really have a full din of chatzers, and a mavoi, to be a mavoi, you have to have chatzeres going in. And the chatzeres today that we have are pseudo chatzeres. So then the mavoi is not a real mavoi. If it's not a real mavoi, then you don't get the heter of one lechi. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Now, it's a fascinating pshat.
One second.
What's that?
If you put the two rashi on the Chazon Ish, the whole reason Unless there's another reason for the Rashba.
One second. So that's his idea. But my issue was that if you look in the Trumas Hadeshen, which is where the Ramah got it from, he doesn't give this reason. He says his reason was that today we're in a, the walled area, so therefore we want to, sever off each mavoi from each other, so we need more protection, so to speak. So the question is, that's why I think the Chazon Ish is a good pshat, but I'm not convinced that that's what the Ramah meant, because the Ramah is quoting the Trumas Hadeshen as a source, and the Trumas Hadeshen doesn't say what the Chazon Ish says. So basically, this Chazon Ish became very popular because the Chazon Ish basically says, and this is where Hilchos Kanecha comes in. There's a question of where did they light Neiros Chanukah? So we said last time they light outdoors. All Neiros Chanukah was outdoors, Bizman Chazal. If you would light Neir Chanukah inside, the Gemara says you're not Yotze. Even if you would light it inside and take it outside, you're also not Yotze, because you need Hadlaka B'mkomo. And there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, where exactly is outside? So look what Rashi says on page 13. He says, first of all, Tana Rabbanan, Neir Chanukah, Mitzvah L'Hanicha, Al Pesach Beso Midachutz. That the mitzvah is to put it on outside of your house. So Rashi says, Mishum Persum Minisa. Below Mishus Harabim, Elam Chatzerim. In other words, so you would put it in the Chatzer, because you would put it outside of your house. And all the houses were in the Chatzer. So everyone would light Neiros Chanukah outside their house in the Chatzer. Which was, again, Bizman Chazal, he had 3-4 homes all in one courtyard, and all in one Chatzer. So the place to light Neiros Chanukah is in the Chatzer, right adjacent to your house. That's Rashi's opinion. Tosas disagrees. And he says, you know where you light Neiros Chanukah? In the Pesach of the Chatzer, in the Rishus HaRabim. That's where you light Neiros Chanukah. Mari Deleke Chatzer Bais Obed Somach L'Rishus HaRabim. He says that didn't light by the house as if there's no Chatzer. But if there's a Chatzer, then you light where? Pesach HaChatzer. Avel Miesh Chatzer L'Fnei Bais Mitzvah L'Aniach Al Pesach Chatzer. So there was a big machlokes in Eretz Yisrael, and this is very relevant. Where to light Neiros Chanukah? Say you're living in an apartment building, so should you light it by your house, outside your door, or should you light it in the lobby or outside the lobby?
Or the entrance of the building,
right down the street, right. So the Chazon Ish, the Shitoso, that we don't have a Chatzer Bizman Hazeh, because we don't do in a lobby. You don't eat in the lobby, and you don't get dressed in the lobby, and you just pass through. So the Chazon Ish Shita is, we don't have what? We don't have lobbies. We don't have Chatzeres Bizman Hazeh, so you can't light there. And the Velvel, the Briskerov, said no. He said no. He said, who says for Chanukah you need the same criteria of a Chatzah that you do? Maybe it's sufficient to lead up. Or, so that's the question. So this comes up in the dormitories in YU. In the old days, everyone lit inside in their dorm room. But then they decided that's not so safe to do that. So then they say you can light, outside the dorm room. And they had a guard on every floor. And then they decided that's not so safe either. So then they decided you can light in the lobby of every dormitory. They'll have one guard in the lobby of the dormitory, so you'll light. So Rav Shecht is very into this Chazanish, because he says that's the Ramah, even though I think the Ramah doesn't necessarily mean what the Chazanish attributes to. So he tells people that you can't light there, and either you go home or you go to someone else's apartment and you sleep there, and that causes another a whole. And others say differently, they follow what the Brisker Rav held, that you can light, that we do have a din of Chatzah, even B'zman Hazeh, L'chol Apachas L'gabri, Hilchas Chanukah. And every year, they argue about, every year, it's like Chanukah never happened the year before. And every year, it's a whole discussion, again and again, Ki'ilu never happened, you know, last year, or the past 20 years, 30 years, etc. But that's the... That's the discussion. If you want to see, I wrote about it a little bit, but...
The minute last year in Sharon Chesed is that they light at the end of the street. If you go from the street into the...
Right.
Way to the building.
Right.
Most of your time is not knowing like that. But in Sharon Chesed, I saw it.
In Sharon Chesed.
20 menorahs from 20 dirhams.
And in the other places, the where did you see?
Other places, mostly been in the way, you know, either by the door of the apartment or on the merpeset, been built by the merpeset. On the lower floors or by the door of the apartment on the higher floors.
Right. Yeah, I'll show you here. Let's see, on page 16 is my safe in Erevin. Yeah, so we said here on page 16, Evelel Divrei Chazanish, Elam Din Chotze B'Zman Hazeh. B'Shem Chotze Yirak She'osim Sham Tashmisei Chotze. He saw Zebetzanu B'Shot HaRashba. That we saw. We told him L'Chalok Ben Tikun Mavel L'Tikun Chotze. Then next paragraph. Divrei Chazanish Eilu Hein Nafkemina Gam Nogei L'Mokom Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. The Isa B'Gemara Ner Chanukah Mitzvah L'Anich Al Pesach Beisu Mibachutz. So that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So then he writes, he says on the third line, he says, I am Sefer Shvus Yitzchak and Rav Yitzchak Darzi. So Sefer Din Managas Chazanish Chazan, the Chazanish Chazan, the Rosum Kefes Chotzer. He had a Chotzer in front of his, he had Madlik B'merpeses HaPonel Shus Rabim, B'tefa Chasomuch L'Pesach Chatzera, like Tosfos. So he said that, I'm sorry, not like Tosfos. So he said, "I said the Rosum covers Chazal. I am adly Pesach Polish and so on. Betefach Asomach Pesach and Loyam Pesach Pesach. Amar Zmanenu Ein Lahalik Pesach Chotzer. Nishayom Shona Inyan Chotzer Mizman Chazal." He said, "You can't light in the Pesach Chotzer Mizman Hazeh because we don't have because the Chotzer doesn't mean anything. The Chotzer." It's just a mavar to get to your house. And he says that Shemati Agarra Rafal Salvechik, Shagab Komashnish Albinim Shutov Yisro Cholar Ponel Shusarabim, Echotzil of Nehabais, the Aviva Griz Omalo Hadlik Bepesach Abinyin. That his father said to light Bepesach Abinyin. He Shemati Migon Echad, Shapam Shalz Agriz, Shishlo Chotzer, Shein Osi Batashmishim, Echim Hadlik, Omalo Pesach Chotzer, the knowledge of Tzarek Tashmishim. In other words, he wasn't into the Chazanish's thing. And Rav Yashiv also, Chay Shemati Megrish El Yashiv, the Mokom, Hadlofes Nechanaka, who Pesach HaChotzer, HaSomuch, Shusurbabim, Lo Toli Hadover B'Tashmish HaChotzer. Yim Eichotzer Lefnei Abayis, V'Yishchei Zeman Grey, but the Mokom, who Pesach Ched Had Regus, etc. So many, you know, didn't accept the Chazanish's... I mean, the Chazanish could be correct even if that's not the Pshat in the Ramah. He could still be correct that that's like what the Rashba writes. But the question is, does that mean that if you have something in front of your house, like some type of courtyard in front of your house, and you just use it as a passageway, does that mean, therefore, you could still say it's a Chatzer? You could still say that that the reason they were Koveya the Halacha of the Shnei L'chayayim is because it used to be, but the way the Chazanish understood that no, this is if you don't have that this requirement of having people live there, People do their tashmishay, you know, eating and doing laundry and doing, you know, your things that you do in the chatzah, not just a passageway, then it doesn't have a din of a chatzah. Then I mentioned last week that was here at the bottom, you want to see. Kinyan Zay Yesh Gam Lavi Meshachos HaGorim V'Gon Rav Yeshua Ehrenberg Zvay Yeshua Shebizman Hazeh Madlikim Dafka Bifnim V'lo Bachutz. Right? That was what we mentioned last week, that he held that Bizman Hazeh you don't light outside anymore. This Gemara says Bizman HaSakana Manicho Al Shulchano V'dayo. And then once that starts, and the Brisker Rav learns, that was a new takana.
So the door versus the lobby, is that to do with Rashi and Tosfos?
In other words, say again.
Rashi would say the door is open.
The door of the house. And Tosfos says the door of the chotzer. Yeah. And the Chazanish says, but even if you don't like Tosfos, that wouldn't apply to Bizman Hazeh, because we don't have a chatzer. Like if you have a lobby, so you don't, you know, it's just, okay, sometimes you sit down, and you, but it's basically used to just walk to the house, walk to the elevator, and get to the house.
People who do the lobby are holding like Tosfos.
People who do the lobby are holding like Tosfos, and they're not holding like the Chazon Ish.
I don't know what you're calling a chatzer, but in many chatzeros people do eat.
They do eat.
And that's clear in the Rashba, that's...
Right. And would that be good enough for the Chazon Ish standard?
I don't know what we're calling chatzeros. I don't think we have a Bizman Hazeh rule. I think there's different... each chatzer is individual. Has to be done individually. You have many chatzeros where people eat. Or...
Yeah.
I'm not just referring to sofas.
Yeah. Okay, that's the question. To what degree does it need to be? And then it's pointed out here on page 18. And this is another area of halacha where chatzer plays a role, and that's for mezuzah. That's for hilchas mezuzah. That a chatzer is chayiv in mezuzah. Meaning that a chatzer shakam kim hilchus mezuzah. Taz says, chatzer ha-samach l'bayis yesh l'bo mezuzah shabayin ha-chatzer l'bayis. Miyomin mi-bayis l'chatzer. So that's the question. In other words, normally we say the mezuzahs on the right side going in. So, but how do you define going in? A lot of times you have a door, so it depends which perspective, you know, you can go in from two ways. So here it says exit, right? But the Maisa, we don't put the mezuzah going in. Because the mezuzah is derech biyoscha. So there's a big discussion whether you have, you know, you have a building that has porches, you know, the suspended porches in the buildings. So which way should you put the mezuzah? Should the mezuzah be doing on the right side going onto the porch, or should it be on the right side going from the porch to the...
I've seen it, but I've always wondered about what's the Havamina? If you can't come in that way, it's a
porch.
You can't come in from the porch. Up all the way up in the air. You can't come in from the porch.
Right.
So what's the Havamina to consider that there as we also...
Right. So the Moshe Shita was, and as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, to go from on the right side going into the porch, which that's where you go. Mm-hmm. And the Chazon Ish, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the Chazon Ish held to go from the porch out, because he says the whole reason that the porch is considered a dira is because it's nitpal to the house. So therefore, its whole chashivas as a makom dira is because it's an adjunct to the house. So therefore, you go derech the house. But I'm a proponent to always go on the right side.
go as far on bedrooms too. So why is the bedroom different?
But what do you mean? Let me hear.
In the same way, you're saying a porch. You come in from the porch. You can come in through the window of a bedroom, and go into the rest of the house also. You're saying that the porch is nitfelt to the house.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So that's why you would put it on the wrong side.
Yeah.
So why is the bedroom different? It's also nitfelt to the rest of the house, to the acre house.
Why? Fuck it. The bedroom is where you sleep. That's.
Okay, a small bedroom.
You also sleep there.
Make a different room, the kitchen.
It's also you sleep there.
But the point is, you know, once you're going to talk about Bittle.
Does the attachment of the tarot, isn't this more dependent on the halakhas of what's considered, what moons machayim is also? The whole Gemara in Yuma, where it says that these rooms that they weren't attached. So is the tashmish of a porch right from mezuzah? Wouldn't that be the halakhah?
It's a separate.
That's the only halakhah that's relevant.
Yeah. So that's. So 1 second. So.
That's the only halakhah in the subject.
So this is a machlokes of the chotzer here. Yeah, take a look in the next paragraph. He says, "Omnam gabechiv hanachas mezuzah lepesach hachatzer. Hayim say for shvus yitzchak hashem yom benidam chiyus mezuzah lepesach hachatzer lefnei abayis lekachil bechatzer shulhem chatzer shulano." Rambam says the chatzer ena chayevus b'tzar atzma machas shasham olchim lebayis. Rambam says that the chatzer itself is not chayev. The chatzer is only chayev because it's nitpol to the bayis. And the Rosh, so Shechel pointed out, the Rosh disagrees and says that the Chatzir itself has a chiyuv. Say, for example, there's a discussion of walk-in closets, right? So walk-in closet, if the closet itself is dalad al dalad, so that it's chayiv and mezuzah. But if it's not dalad al dalad, so what's the halacha? So there's a big machloikas. Rabbi Bani holds big yadin. It's potter. It's potter gamri. It's not dal al dal. But there's a famous Rabbi Akiva Eger that says that there's a chamud in Daniel that says so. You still go on the right, going into the closet if it's a walk-in closet because it's chazi lemilsi. It was the dal al dal. Why does it have to be dalal al dalal? Because you can't really live if it's not dalal al dalal. But if you're only using it as a storage place, so, you know.
Oh, it's just butter from mezuzah.
No, we hold otzer's chayim mezuzah. We hold otzer's chayim. It's machlok as Rishon. We hold otzer's chayim mezuzah. So the Rambam says that. Yeah, so the Chamud Yonel says you go in, and this Rabbi Akiva Eger, supposedly, it's a question whether he really said it or not, we'll have it in a future shir, says that you should go do it on the right side going from the closet into the room. Mm-hmm. Because the room is dal al dal, the closet's not. So it's a similar idea. So the Chazanish was into this Rabbi Akiva Eger, because that's Chazanish l'shitaso. But I'm into the other shita. With Rav Moshe, the Chesed Lavram, that you always follow the Derech Hiloch. Now Chabad, they have this unique approach, right? They always follow which way the door opens. So, say for example, this door here. Let's see. This door here. Yeah, it opens in here. But what? Which way does this door? What's the function of this door? Is this door? Is it people coming this way go here? Which is the way to the flow of traffic? So if theoretically the flow of traffic would be coming here, then you go here. So then the mezuzah would be going that way. If you say the flow of traffic is through the other door in here, then it would be going this way. So Chabad Shita says it doesn't matter the flow of traffic, whichever way the door opens, that's the way you put
the
mezuzah on the right side. Yeah, Heker Tzir. Because it's interesting that Heker Tzir is the only thing that's explicit in the Gemara to follow Heker Tzir. The only thing is explicit in the Gemara is the Heker Tzir. But the other poskim, like I've shown before, that most poskim hold that that was only meant in a situation where it's not clear which is the Derech Hiluch. So then the Heker Tzir breaks is the tiebreaker. The Heker Tzir is the tiebreaker. But if it's clear which way is the flow of traffic, then why should we do everything upside down to accommodate the Heker Tzir? And then there's a famous comment that they say from the Rebbe, that he, you know, he says, how can you say this? So if you have a bedroom, and the bedroom, the door goes out into the hallway. So they would put it, the mezuzah going out into the hallway. So that it says, well, so where do you, but how can you say that that's the Knesset? So they made a comment, well, theoretically they could climb through the window. Even though that's a little bit odd, but that was the even Rabbi Yehuda Marlal years ago. He was the dayan for in the Chabad that I discussed. That he was moida. He thinks that it's against the poskim, but that's what they do. That's kach mekublan, you know. So that's. So I follow the shita that whatever the derech hiluch is, so that's the way you put it. And that's Rav Gutman pointed out. That's the Rav Meir Arik's psak, which makes a lot of sense. Like Rav Gutman pointed out, because the mechayev and mezuzah is derech knisa. So if no derech knisa, that's the question where you have an emergency exit. So where do you put the mezuzah, an emergency exit?
Why do you put it anywhere, assuming it's on an emergency exit, if it's going out?
Yeah, so that's
anything.
Yeah, so that's what the body holds, that it's butter, because it's going out into the street. And the mechayiv is derech knisa. So if it's not derech knisa, so then it's not chayiv. Others disagree, but that's, I think that makes a lot of sense, that the mechayiv and mezuzah is... is there knisa? So this should be the same thing. Then there's one other nekuda in the sefer Shvus Yitzchak, the din of Hadar Ba'aliyah. If you live on the second floor, so then the Shulchan Aruch says they put it. The Gemara says you put it in the window because so the question and you don't put it in the Pesach of the Rishus HaRabim. That's only the people who live on the ground floor. So the question is why is that? So the Beis Yosef writes because over there it was talking about a scenario where they had ladders. So how do you get into the second floor? There was a ladder went from the first guy's apartment up. So if you would, so therefore it wasn't noticeable that you were connected to the Rishus HaRabim because you've had to go through his dira up the ladder into your dira. So therefore, if you would put outside the Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be noticeable that it's you who are lighting there. So therefore, you should put it on the Pesach of the Chalom. But today, it's a question whether that applies today, because no one has a ladder that's going down. Everyone you go to the stairwell, and that's not going into the other guy's apartment. So then it's equally noticeable that the person who's on the third floor could be lighting in the lobby just like the person on the first floor could be lighting in the lobby because they're directly linked to the lobby. In contrast to Bizman Chazal, when the guy on the second floor was putting it had to go through the other guy's living room, so to speak, to get outside. So then so that it's not as noticeable that the candles outside are relating to him, because he doesn't have a direct link to the outside. That was the Beis Yosef. So that's what he says on the bottom here, page 20. Mvur, the Dafki Madregas Ali Psuchus Lotoch Beis Chaveru, in your Holo Lohalach Bepesach Chotzer. Mishum Shabes Chaveru Mafsig Beinehim, Vein Nika Shayochus Haner Lalia. Avo Madregas Alia, Einem Psuchus Lotoch Beis Chaveru, Al Chotzer Kevish, A Madregas Yotzus Lachotzer, but we have to Shapir Nika Shayochus Haner Ileo. That's the big yisod, and that was the we're going to see this Bez Hashem in a future share, that Bez Hashem, that part of the idea of lighting in shul was, once they no longer b'shas ha-sakana, they no longer lit outdoors, so they were lacking that level of pesumei nisa. So they said, to be mashlim for what they're lacking, they said, now we're going to light in the shuls. That was in lieu of lighting outdoors. That's why in Eretz Yisrael today, a lot of people do light outdoors. So Moshe Sternberg had this chumrah, that maybe the person who's lighting a shul should dafka be a person who was lighting at home indoors. So that he's still more shaykh to the minhag of lighting a shul, because the people who are lighting outdoors, the people who are lighting outdoors don't really need to light a shul anymore, because the minhag was only afterwards. And then that's this machlokes that Rabbi Yashiv had with the Dvar Yeshua, or the Bizman Hazeh, is it proper to light outdoors anymore, or once the takana was that it's besakana, now we dafka have to light indoors.
But it's funny, for you. You light indoors in shul by shachris also, and it's not this man of Avogad Neres.
Right, but that's like that's not the real ikir minah. That's became
you don't
like
make a brach on that.
Right.
I understand.
Right, so that became like
it would seem to indicate that it's purely piersum anis, and that's not the mitzvah of Adloka.
Right. So the morning one, like he said, that's not the real minhag. The real minhag was only at night. It was harayim, we don't make a bracha in the morning. So that became a minhag of a minhag, so to speak. But
chumra and a minhag.
Yeah. But that was the Iker halacha to light outdoors, and the Gemara says, if you light indoors, you're not yotze, because if you light indoors, then people are going to think that you're just lighting for your own needs in the house.
So that's not relevant to that per se.
Yeah, so that's why they lit outdoors. But today, Menicho Shulchan of a Dayan. You just put it on the dining room table, and it's sufficient. But sometimes people light in their house in the window, they're so fixated on the window, and then the Bnei Habayis a lot of times don't really see it, because it's in some place where the window is, and they're Shekhar pointed out that they're not doing it. So the main thing is for the Bnei Habayis. And then if you could also get the people else also, matov. But the main thing is the Bnei Habayis. And that was the Magen Avraham's thing, was that if everyone's sleeping, then you really can't light with the bracha. You have to have someone, Rav Moshe held no, that you can light with a bracha, because Persumi Nisa is just added heder, so as long as you see it, then you could light with a bracha, even if the people in the house are asleep. But it's important to, as I always say, the key is to light in a safe place. That's the most important thing. And because sometimes, as we said before, the makom dir, makom lina, bezman hazeh, it's all any house, any place in your house could be a makom pito lina, even if you don't sleep there, because it's all, you know, connected. It's not like the bezman chazal where they were in different locations. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next week we'll go back to the regular Wednesday night schedule.